Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk World. Welcome to Kelly's Holistic Healing. I offer all things for your mind, body, and spirit. Today I want to do a show so I can test the waters on how to actually accept callers on this platform. I do divine reading, so I was like, oh, well, I know Blog Talk, you know, they do a lot of spiritual readings and people call in, and I do readings for people all the time, so why don't I just try this to test the waters for my new system here, because I have a couple of holistic healing guests lined up that we're going to discuss some pretty intensive topics on deep healing modalities and other cool things. So I want to make sure, you know, I've got this tied down. I want to respect the guests that are coming in. And I don't want to accidentally hang up on them and not be able to connect. Because that happened to me yesterday when I was doing a show with my one of my clients slash friends. I should have done a test show first. But that's me. I jump right in. So the other thing I want to say is welcome everybody to Kelly's Holistic Healing. You can go to my website for details about services that I offer, my education, and my certification at kellyroy.com, KELLIEROY.com. And I also want to say that I am doing these shows from home. And I am currently a mother of two with a 1- and 2-year-old. So if they need me, that's why I kind of like this show and this platform too, because they can do it from home. So if they need me, you may hear me walking or giving them a bottle or, you know, kicking some dangerous object out of their hands, which happens a lot with my 2-year-old. He thinks he's a carpenter. So anyways, gonna ground myself now. Take a cleansing breath. Starting to get into the zone so I can be that clear channel for the reading. I just know that these readings are not fortune telling. If you're going to ask me who your your soul flame is and your husband's cheating, don't bother. What I'll do is I'll tune in on certain life areas and maybe there's some questions you have on how to move forward from certain issues, and I'll help you tune in to the energetic vibration of that. What I do, I use psychic divining. You know, maybe if I was a different kind of reader, I would see all that stuff, and I'm sure there are people out there that can do that and love to do that, and it's wonderful. But I try to stay in the here and now and stay grounded and help you live your best life. And so I'm very, actually for me being a psychic, I'm very also grounded. So I try to stay in the moment and help you with real deal advice on how to live your best life. So that's more of what the readings will really entail. So wow, oh my God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, 5 people on the 6th one. 5 people on hold right now. Just know you guys that are on hold and listening. I have one question, and I'm probably going to keep it down to a 2 to 5 minute question that you want to tune in on for some advice on how to move forward from a situation. Or you could say, like, I need some clarity in my job, or I need some clarity. You just give me one aspect of your life area, like family, home, children. And then if you can give me a specific question about that life area. That's how I tune in, because when you ask the question, I call it the portal of information opens up. But if you don't ask the question, it's just like, it's a stale, stagnant energy. So that's just no good for anybody, because you're just going to get a bunch of random garble. But, you know, there are readings that I do, past, present, future. I'll tune in, and we'll get a lot of details, but that takes way more time. So that's why I'm like, oh, for this platform, please just have a question to know it's just going to be a few minutes. So I'm hoping, I'm looking at this screen now, and I've just kind of skimmed through it in my 5 minutes of free time today. And I'm sitting up as a little microphone, so I'm hoping when I scroll over the microphone, it says live. So I'm hoping that when I press that button, it's going to allow the caller to be able to chime in and ask their question. So I'm going to go to this first caller that's actually been on hold for 20 minutes. I didn't even know that was possible with this show. This is the first time I've actually scheduled a show ahead of time. So, first caller, I hope you're ready. 818. Here we go. I'm going to press the live button and tell me if you can hear me. Hello.
Hello.
My first caller, 818.
Hi, you're doing great.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for being my first test caller. This is very cool.
I know, it's exciting.
So one day when I'm doing this for 20 years, we can be like, hey, she was the first one that called on my Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! That's awesome.
What is your name?
I'm excited. My name is Brittany, and I'm calling from L.A.
Ooh, really?
And I have a very, my question is, I'm going through, I'm in the beginning stages of negotiations with the insurance company in regards to a claim I was hit. And I wanted to know if you can give me some more insight on maybe when this is going to end and maybe how much they're, like what, because it doesn't, the claimant's adjuster doesn't seem very empathetic. I think she looks at me more like a business transaction than anything.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is, I got a few crystals out this time. So I'm looking at my crystal, and when somebody's in front of me or we do a reading like via the phone, what I say is, okay, ask that question now simply as I'm tuning into the crystal's vibration so that information and energy goes into it. So just try to simplify that question, and if
okay.
You can ask that one more time right now.
Okay, my question is, I'd like to know how much the claim adjuster is willing to settle with me on this case.
Now, interestingly enough, I'm actually being shown first to, before the impact happens, I'm just seeing you, because I feel like everything that happens is kind of a mirror and it has a deeper meaning, right? So, of course, as a horse healer, I'm going to go there. I'm going there with you, girl. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like your vibration and your energy at that time was all over the place and in a frantic zone. So as a holistic healer, what I'm just seeing is some stuff that I would like to tell you about, because I still feel like you're there and that lesson hasn't been learned, because there's other things in your life that are also kind of all over the place and in frantic energy. Many aspects of your life, it's kind of frantic. I'm feeling that, that nervous energy in a lot of life areas. First of all, I'm just going to have to ask you, do you understand that?
No, I don't. I'd like to hear more. I don't.
Okay. So what I do is, as a holistic healer and as a reader, I'm divining. So I'm picking up on your energy and your feeling and what's happening in your life, because I know you're asking about this this particular accident, but actually what I'm seeing is other stuff going on that's more important to talk about. So I'm feeling like it's important for you to learn some, because I feel just a lot of nervous energy. I'm feeling like it's important for you to hone in on yourself and learn how to finally take control and ground yourself, because there's this pattern in your life that I'm seeing. See, I'm seeing like your life pattern too, that I want you to finally get over. I am seeing this pattern of bombardment. And you know, like when you get hit in an accident, it's an intense thing, right? So I always say, okay, well, what does that mean? Like, what are we going through? How are we projecting that? And why are we attracting that? So it's almost like you've been played the victim too many times, and it's almost like it's this is your time to finally learn to start. Can you still hear me? I just want to make sure the phone isn't disconnected.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So this is finally like your time in life to gain your strength and power and not play the victim anymore. Do you understand that?
Mm, I I don't necessarily feel like I'm playing the victim. I don't know. I don't see that. I understand that
because
this, I feel like this is a learning lesson for me to have healthier boundaries and to learn to stand my ground, because a lot of times I just give in to people because I don't want to deal with the situation. But I feel like this is teaching me to be more solid in just standing my
ground. Exactly, and that's what I mean by finding your power and being that strength.
Right.
Instead of, well, because unfortunately, maybe you don't feel like you're trying to play the victim. I'm not saying you're doing any of this on purpose. I'm just saying, unfortunately, what has happened in life is you have been the victim. And what I mean by that is people have taken your energy and people have taken advantage of you. Do you understand?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes,
so
I do.
Basically, I get to the root of the matter. For me, that's more important. So I am seeing, like, I want you to stop this pattern in your life, and it's wonderful that you actually recognize that, you know, this is a lesson for you to be learned. And so how are you going to do that? How are you going to move forward so you're no longer the victim? And see, when you change your energy and your thinking, it's not only this situation that you're going to come out on top of, but it's many others. Like, you're trying to finally bring in those healthy relationships and have that respect. And so when you start to change that vibration, you're going to not only knock out those, not physically, but maybe you will, I don't know, knock out those negative people in your life, but you're not going to allow them in when you're having new relationships. And I'm not only talking about in the romantic sense. Do you understand?
Yes, I've already started that last year. I let go family members, friends, and I'm moving forward, and I feel pretty positive
about
it.
And that's okay, you know? Isn't that awesome? Like, I just got the chills everywhere, because you know why? I've had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I try to do it gently, and I still send everybody love. And know this, too, that when you change your vibration, those people might come back to you, and it's okay to accept them, because you'll have that new level of respect as well. As long as you're following your intuition, you know that they're giving it that respect to you, and they're not going to, you know, take your energy again.
Exactly.
So I feel like that was more important to talk about than the logistics of the accident, believe it or not, and that's what I got, and that's what came through. So I hope that's okay.
Yes. Oh, that's definitely okay. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being your
first caller.
Oh,
that's awesome. So keep in touch.
Okay. Take care.
Keep in touch. Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not on Facebook. I was thinking about
joining. Because I have a Facebook page, and if you set up a Facebook account one day, you can go to my Facebook page. It's Kelly Holistic Healing. I have the link on this show in the tag.
Okay.
Or I will put
it
up. But just because I like to keep in contact with everybody, and I like, you know, I like spiritual friends.
Yay!
Plus, you were my first caller, so you have in contact.
I know. We've made history. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like you will come out on top and it'll be okay. And just keep being strong in that situation. I feel like don't second guess yourself. And the other thing that I did see for that was don't tell them too much, because all you have to do is make the report. And actually, legally, you're not required to tell them anymore. They'll keep trying to get you to trip up and stuff, but don't let them.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank
Play
you. That tough guy. All right. You're welcome. Bye. Okay. I just pressed the X button, so I'm assuming that she's off the phone now. You know, I hope I didn't disconnect her from the whole show. If I did, we'll just call back. I'll remember that you're 818, so I won't pick up the line again. So let me just check time, because I know I totally lose track of time when I do this, and that's why I always have to do my timer. 144, so we only have 15 minutes left, so I'm probably only going to take two more calls. I'm just going to go in order here. I'll try to do three, because the third person's been waiting 17 minutes. Oh, man, you guys are troopers. All right, so what I do after a reading is I always, like, disconnect that person's energy and ground myself and get ready for a new one. My husband's over here looking at me. He's eating his dinner, just watching me, like, what the hell is she doing? I'm going to take a picture of you. He's got his shirt off. No, I won't. Just kidding. he said nobody wants to see that. The thing about me is I'm a jokester, too. I'm the real deal. It's just I try to be authentic. So I am about to go to my next caller. Get ready. 678. Okay, let's see how this works. Hello.
Hello, Kelly. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. My question is, I want to see what is or what are the blocks are forming around me in getting a job.
Okay. So I have my crystal hair, I'm divining, and I always blow it off. I blow off the other person's energy. I'm blowing on the crystal now. And, See, I'm just feeling like I always start to get to the roots of things, and I'm just seeing roots of other things. So what I'm going to actually have you do is ask the question in a different way. So I'm not sure what it is yet, but I'm just tuning in, if you don't mind. Just give me one.
Okay,
you don't have to ask the question in a different way. But I feel there's a lot of fear. I feel a lot of fear. So that has to be released. You have to let that fear go. And it's deeper than, like, that whole fear of success thing. There's other fear attached. First of all, I just want me to explain to you. I mean, if you're a listener on a lot of the spiritual shows, I'm sure you understand what I'm getting to. Fear is a very heavy energy that can block your natural abundance. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Does any of that resonate with you so far, by the way?
I'm not sure about the fear factor and everything. But if that's what you're picking up, I mean, I guess that's
Let
what
me go
it is.
A little bit deeper anyways, if you don't mind. I just like to, you know, stop along the way and say, do you get it? And if you don't, that's okay, because I'm going to go a little further anyway. So.
Okay.
Okay, now I understand. Remember how I said ask the question a different way? And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm actually seeing other things and I'm tuning in different areas. So, okay, I understand now. Energetic-wise, that's your first place that you want to start, meaning your thinking, how you're treating your body, how you're allowing people to treat you, and how you spend your time, if you spend it fruitfully or not, and also your thinking. So basically what I'm trying to say to you is I see a lot of heaviness, and I actually saw the word fear, so it's not only fear in the job. And don't worry, I'm not judging you, by the way. A lot of us, you know, we have moments in our life where we're living in fear because life is hard sometimes. So what I mean is there's a pattern in your life in many aspects that you come from a stance of fear. So I'm going to explain that to you a little bit more. So instead of making life decisions with a feeling that you're trying to fill a void or you're in lack, so you have to fill that up, what you want to do is actually believe that it is completely possible and try to fill that vision for the things that you want in your life. Try to fill that with love and light. And actually when you do that, not only are you just imagining that it can happen, but you're putting that frequency into that abundance. So you're actually at the same time changing your frequency. So when you change belief systems and how you react to things and your thinking, those other things that you want to have happen and you want to feel better about actually open up and come a little bit easier to you. So that's what I really meant by the fear. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Now, ask me your original question again, because first I have to get to the roots. I always do this to people. I'm like, ask me a question, then I'm like, okay, well, I got to go a little deeper about this first. And then once that's talked about, then we can go to the other thing, because believe it or not, the other stuff that we talk about first is more important because that's the root of everything. So go ahead and ask your original question again.
Well, I'll tell you this. Well, I've been looking for work for feel like a long time, almost a year now. Mm-hmm. And and prior to that, I was working really two jobs. And like the early part of last year, they were taken away from me, and I just didn't understand it. And plus, I was going through a divorce, and I have so much stuff like on me, like burdens.
Oh, you know what's going on with me? Like my heart right now feels for you. Like I feel your sadness. So now I'm starting to feel all your sadness. So you know what? I want you to connect with me. Please connect with me on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please connect with me on my page, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some deep healing work with you, because I want to help you remove some of your heaviness that you're feeling, if you don't
okay.
mind. I'm not charging you,
no.
By the way. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just tugging my heartstrings. This happens all the time. Yeah, that's sad. You know what? I do. I feel it for you, because I feel like you do feel like you're all alone, and it's like, why has everything bad happened to me all at once? You know,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's just how I felt. Yes, I mean, last year, because I got a divorce last year, and it's been a year now. And like I said, when I was working, it kept me distracted. And now, like,
yeah.
I'm back to thinking, overthinking. I'm like,
oh, no,
like,
I see so many other things I want to talk about, but I don't even want to say on air.
Okay.
But there's like a
okay.
lot of other things that, by the way, I mean, I just see that you're so talented and, like, you're so on, girl. Like, you just have to recognize that again. Basically, I want to say some of those things to you in person.
Okay.
On our, if you
okay.
go back and forth with me on Messenger, because,
okay,
you know, like, I think that there's so many aspects to you. You actually have a lot of strengths. But there are some,
yeah.
there's some blocks in your location. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah,
that
makes
physical
sense.
Location that you're in, I'm feeling blocks there. So I'm going to talk,
yeah,
we're going to go deeper. We're going to do, because I can't do the surface 2 minute on this heavy stuff, because you're going through so much. It's just a lot.
Okay.
I can't do this for 2 minutes.
I kind of figured it was the location as well. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's a big part
yeah.
of it
oh.
that I'm feeling.
Wow.
But
the funny thing,
I think you might have to be, tongue twister, the last caller, because I'm just looking at my clock here.
Okay.
And it says 1:53, and even though, like, Block Talk tricks me, it'll say 6 minutes, and then 2 minutes later, I'll get 90 seconds left. So let me just talk.
Oh, wow.
I'll just keep you on the line for a few more minutes,
okay.
if you don't mind. So
Okay. No, I don't mind.
Yeah. What I also want to say is, disclaimer, here's my disclaimer. I'm human being, so everything being filtered through me, I try to be that clear channel to allow the highest divine energy to come through, but I also recognize that I'm a human being. So, I mean, I may not always see things 100% clearly, so I'm just not saying this to you. I'm trying to say this to everybody on Blog Talk right now that's listening.
Exactly.
So for anybody yeah. that gives a reading at any point in time, I tell everybody, please don't give your power up to that reader. Please use your common sense.
Right.
And please see a mm-hmm. lawyer for legal advice. Please see a doctor for health advice. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I never try to tell anybody what to do. I just, like when I was saying, I see that that physical block for you. It doesn't mean like I'm trying to tell you to move or anything. I'm just saying there's other things there to tune in on, which we may be able to change that vibration with anyways. Feng shuiing
okay.
could be a possibility or whatever. I'm not sure. I haven't tuned in there yet, but I'm not trying to
okay.
tell you, like, to make serious life decisions at the moment, in other words. I always leave that up to
okay.
people. I just give you what I see and feel, and, you know, you make your best decisions possible with the information and your own common sense,
exactly.
you know?
Right.
So, you know what? Hey, tell me your name again.
Regina.
Regina. Oh, okay. So where do you
mm-hmm.
live?
I live in Georgia, in Atlanta area.
Ooh. You know, me and my husband and two children just drove to Florida a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And we passed Georgia. My uncle lives in Georgia. I was like,
oh,
Georgia.
Okay.
Do you like Savannah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Savannah. You know, I've only been one time, but it was so awesome because there was like, my husband's a musician. But it was so awesome because there was, like, people in the streets playing their instruments. It was so much soul there. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much deep-rooted
right.
soul and feeling there. I really love Savannah. So I hope next time we drive down to Florida, we stop there. And I still have, you know, how like there's people that will sell you there. They get reeds and they make like decorations out of the reeds and stuff on the street.
Right.
I don't know if you had that, but I did. And I still have mine. They're so beautiful.
Oh,
but that's
wow.
like the real struggle in Savannah. I mean, those people, like, they're working their hands to the core. And every aspect that they can do, they're trying to put themselves out there to make ends meet. I was like, I felt that
exactly.
struggle. I felt the energetic struggle when I was there.
Oh, wow.
But, like, just such quality people. But total tangent. I do tangents right now. I'm, you know, this is a show, and I know I was doing your reading. I'm not doing your reading now, by the way. I don't know if you're just trying to give me some other, like, don't go to Savannah. I'm not trying to tell you. I'm just rambling. I'm just trying to fill
right,
the
right.
air here. I should start my own nationwide radio show, 24 hours, because I would never run out of things to say. but I also do want to say, during a reading, I don't waste people's time. I talk about the subject matter. I don't ramble on about my stuff because you're paying me for your time.
Right.
So
right.
156. It's only half 3 minutes left, so we're just going to keep on going. You can still just like hang out with me because I'm going to just talk a little bit more about Kelly's holistic healing for the next few minutes until it tells me to end the show. So
okay,
if anybody's
sure.
just joining me, you are on Kelly's Holistic Healing Show. And this was a test show because I wanted to learn how to work the platform and actually answer calls. So I was like, hey, why don't I put myself out there because I'm a reader and I know Blog Talk has people that do that on air. So why don't I try it? So today I did, and I had two very lovely ladies call in, and I appreciate that. I was actually like, oh, no, what if I get prank calls? And I said, oh, whatever, I'll laugh it off. I have a good sense of humor. I'm not trying to tell people to prank call me, by the way. So if you want to go to my website for more information about me, you can go to www.kellyroy.com, KellyRoy.com. And my passion in life is to help people move forward from things and let things go and find their power and heal on a whole level, mind, body, soul. So those are the things that I do locally. I do one-on-one healing readings and one-on-one electromagnetic sessions here in Osterville on the Cape Cod, Massachusetts. That's where I live. But we also do all of this over the phone via one-on-one. And actually, the wave of the future is Facebook Messenger. So there's a lot of people that don't even want to talk on the phone anymore. They're so antisocial, which is fine for me. I'm a mother of two. So we actually do readings there, too. So now we have about 60 seconds left. I got the little message. See, it says on my screen, it says 1 minute, but it's not true. So I'm going to end the show and thank everybody for listening. And I do like feedback. So please, let me know how you like the show. I'm going to put up the link in the tags for my Facebook link so people can go there and just tell me what you think. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Have a wonderful day and know that you have the power to live your best life. Be well.